do muraqabah of his personal name, of the name of his self, qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. In other words, to remember Allah with silence in the heart, silently in the heart. This is also called muraqabah dhat. This is the personal name of Allah, which is Allah, which is his personal name, his personal self, to remember him. And the method to do this is that you put your tongue on your palate so that the tongue doesn't move, and you empty your heart of thoughts. Put your tongue on your palate, on the upper portion of the mouth, and take away all your thoughts from your mind and keep on removing them if they're coming during dhikr, all thoughts. And keep on emptying your mind of thoughts, and with full attention and focus, put it on your heart, give full attention to your heart, and with the tongue of your heart, in other words, with the tongue of the heart, one is the tongue of the mouth and one is the tongue of the heart. So with the tongue of the heart, Allah's personal name, Allah, 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 do dhikr of this name. And be careful and keep remembering the meaning of this. Alongside that, keep on reminding in yourself, in your mind, the meaning of this sentence, the meaning of his gracious name, Allah, that whom you are remembering. That this is he who, looking at all the attributes and qualities, he is beyond that, above that. And nobody, no defect, no deficiency is in Allah. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we have got iman in him, in his self. And we believe in him, he is our Rabb, our Lord, he is our sustainer, our controller. And he listens to all our requests, he listens to all our requests to him and all our calls of distress, whatever we ask, he gives to us, he bestows to us, but according to his hikmah, his wisdom. So we are remembering him. We are sat at this moment in time, we are remembering him, our creator. So this dhikr, when a person does it in this way, in this manner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to its blessings, he makes that person's heart alive, jari. Jari, alive, heart alive means that all the time, at all times, you start thinking that your heart, you're thinking about Allah at all times. And he has that emotion, condition, he starts to feel that continuously, that I'm remembering Allah. And as he increases, 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 increases the insan, the more he immerses himself in this, the more he immerses himself in dhikr, then he arrives to that condition that he understands. Rather he feels, he starts to feel. Rather in his heart he hears the voice that Allah Ta'ala is also remembering him. The call. So this is called the heart coming alive, jari. So with this dhikr, we're discussing, this is what is attained by the individual, but you have to work hard, you have to make effort. This is the first sabak of Naqshbandi silsila, of the Naqshbandi order, the first lesson of Latifa Qalb, the lesson of the heart. In reality, in the Naqshbandi student, in his first lesson, first sabak, he gets success and he attains the presence of heart. Those individuals who have not learned this lesson as of yet, meet the Shaykh and learn this lesson, this sabak. Your life will improve, you will transform your internal self, your external self will change, improve. So inshallah, carry on with this dhikr of his personal name. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.